Good afternoon, brothers and sisters traveling through space. Good afternoon to all those folks looking for answers. I don't know why you came here. So, a number of months ago, I was going to do a fictional series called Little Saigon Diary. And I think I did about 4 chapters of that, including the audio chapters. And those are posted. You can read them. And there is a storyline there. And if I had the, I don't know how to put it. If I believed there was a future where writing a book was going to be a meaningful act, I think I would commit to writing again. It's just that, I don't know. Back in February, there were still a few weeks where I felt like maybe I could make a life out of what I was doing, and then the monkey herpes came. Monkey herpes! And it impacted my life just like yours. So anyways, I think I'm starting a new writing project. It's based upon a silly interaction on Twitter I had. Some dude was asking questions about Colby Jack. He was asking questions about Colby Jack. Now, before we go too far, for purposes of analytical science and the sciences of the future, let's look up some info about the motherfucking Colby Jack, man. Let's just see what the fucking internet says about Colby Jack. Colby Jack cheese, Colby Jack or Kojak, is an American cheese produced from a mixture of Colby and Monterey Jack cheese. It is generally sold in a full moon or half moon shape when it is still young and mild in flavor. Indeed, people. Everybody loves Colby Jack. But here's the deal, folks. This dude on Twitter asked the question, what, you know, and I forget the exact phrasing, but it was like the kind of question you'd ask in a Mel Gibson movie about that guy that comes into town. Or better yet, with reference to yesterday's podcast with Seattle Mike, it's that question you'd ask about the stranger who rolls into Lago. Who's that guy? And somebody says, well, that's Colby Jack. Yeah. So, you know, that's where we're at right now. That's where I'm at around the whole Colby Jack thing. So Colby Jack is a new writing project. Let's just check how many fucking words chapter one is so people can, like, gauge my progress and my bullshit in the future without being an asshole about it. You know, hey, Dan, what are you doing? How many words you have written? Oh, I have 50 bazillion words. Well, you know what's good? It's 651, and if you ask me if I can keep every Colby Jack chapter to around 1,000 words, I will be winning the game, and I'll tell you why, because I just don't care sometimes. If you're looking for depth of character, if you're looking for amazing stories of the future, yeah, Colby Jack might be for you. If you want to understand the greasy places of Little Saigon, if you want to understand the dark, greasy underbelly of this terrible chunk of a nasty city called Seattle, then Colby Jack might be for you. Yeah, it's got a little bit of a kick to it. Because it's a season, Colby. So the first chapter of Colby Jack is named Jitler. Jitler question mark. A link to the text will be included in the podcast notes. Colby Jack. Colby Jack Chapter 1, Jitler question mark. "What you doing?" whispered Chesley Rash. She stood there clenching 200 bucks in dirty, sweaty 20s. She just got done providing Colby Jack with his special stuff. Transaction complete, money in hand. Chesley was an ex-prostitute with a 3D printer and decent enough skills as a chemist and a back-alley engineer, if you know what I mean. She designed printed advanced 12-gauge rounds for Colby. Kicker stuff, good bang, the kind of kill that throws a bum across the room and incinerates his insides at the same time. Chesley also designed the pepper gun. Yeah, Chesley designed the pepper gun. Little Pepper, Pepper Jack, as Colby called it. Little Pepper. The pepper gun was a 12-gauge revolver, 5-shot fast-loading recoil piston between the handle and the main assembly. The damn thing was so well-balanced, it barely kicked more than a 9mm, but even being made of titanium alloy, it was still heavy. The pepper gun, fuck. The tourist judge, if you don't know what the tourist judge is, the tourist judge fires 410 rounds or 45 long Colt, and it weighs about 2.5 pounds loaded. The pepper gun, fuck, weighs about 6 pounds loaded, and this can vary based upon the rounds being used. The pepper was designed to take just about any 12-gauge ammo, shorts, longs, slugs, buckshot, birdshot, and some of Chesley's really fancy schmancy stuff. Explosive, dragon's breath, Tannerite surprise, little Molotovs, damn, these rounds contain napalm in a binary form. And converted to napalm on impact, explosively. Yes, Colby Jack carried a gun that was hard to hide. But what's that? Colby Jack was never trying to hide, he thought. "Baby, just take my money and go," Colby muttered. "I worry about you, Colby." Colby smiled as he loaded the new rounds into his 12-gauge revolver. "Honey, nobody needs to worry about Colby Jack. Yous always say is that, but then I see your cuts and bruises and puncture wounds. It's not normal." "Come on, Chess. You make guns and ammo." I do, but I do it so people can protect themselves." "I'm careful, baby." "No, you aren't. You're dangerous." Chesley walked towards the door. The door of a crummy hotel room in the worst part of Little Saigon, Seattle. A room that costs about 40 bucks a day, or 50 bucks an hour, depending on the circumstance. The kind of place that screams, "End of the line." Chesley gets to the door and turns around. "Colby? Jitler is back." Colby, Jitler is back. This was something that Colby didn't want to hear. Jitler had been the heavy, the collector, the crusher, an enforcer working out of Joe's bar down by the train station. Jitler, that's spelled like Hitler but with a J. Jitler killed 36 people in 2 weeks in July of 2015. He was eventually caught, convicted, imprisoned, you know, thrown in the hoosegow. Eventually. But on appeal, his case was thrown out. Lack of evidence, witnesses mysteriously died. There was a rumor that Jitler had moved to Spokane. No one ever comes back from Spokane, right? I heard he was in Spokane, said a slightly perturbed Colby Jack. I heard lots of things. Chesley moves towards Colby, gets on her knees, and places her head on his lap. Colby, I love you. I need you. Can't you just go away with me to Ohio? Colby and Chesley had joked about going to Ohio. It was code language, a secret between them. It meant breaking out of this diseased city and starting over. That was going to Ohio. That was finally being free. There ain't no Ohio no more. Oh, Colby, Chesley trembled. Now tell me everything you know about Jitler's return. Colby and Chesley talked. Colby and Chesley talked for a while. Chesley made her way onto that ratty, nasty old dirty mattress, that nasty bed with torn covers and stains. She took off her shirt, revealing her ample and well-shapen breasts. Colby put down his revolver and unleashed his gun. They made love through the night. Forgetting about the diseased city. Forgetting for now the second coming of Jitler. This is the end of the first chapter, recalling the antics and adventures of Colby Jack. Why don't you come back and see if we learn more about Colby and Chesley Rash and the diseased city and the coming of Jitler. You might learn about the rat gardens and the slurry shops and the places where people sell protein by the gallon. There's a lot you can learn about if you study the fucking life of Colby Jack. Motherfucker. Jesus is not happy with that language.